Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, it is Saturday, friends. Gloomy, not doomy, in the state of Minnesota. Sleety and sloppy. Kind of gross. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you're new to the radio show, I just wanted to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Of course we are. They got to hate somebody, right? Got to be hating on somebody as they create the hate. They point the finger and call you haters. I just wanted to welcome you to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. If you're a Facebook participant, do go to BradleyDean EE on Facebook, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. For the next 2 hours, phone lines will be accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We, again, are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18, of course, that was all extracted from none other than Jesus Christ himself. And who said that? Well, that was none other than the president, the first president of these United States. His name was George Washington. And to get you up to par, folks, get you up to speed, wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Folks, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you headline news real quick. Did you guys know that Obama claims fewest executive orders in 100 years? Here, let me say that again. Obama claims fewest executive orders in 100 years. But let's give you the facts. Go check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, you need to understand something with this criminal administration, that whatever they say, they do the opposite. These are the people that put good for evil and evil for good. They put light for darkness and darkness for right. They put their left hand, which they want you to pay attention to, while they are sleight of hand with the right hand. That's how they operate. And by the way, again, it comes back to this, friends. It's a totalitarian methodology. This is how they perpetuate their government. They try to put the people to sleep and say, well, it's not that bad yet, when in fact it's way worse than what they lead on or what they lead it on to be. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Headline news, this is great. A judge blasts school board and cop over unlawful arrest. They were actually teaching kids in a school pornography. They wanted them to do homework on this pornographic lesson. And one of the dads started to get to basically confront the school board. This was some time ago. And they arrested him. And interestingly enough, when he got to court just recently, the judge blasted the authorities for this parent coming in, making inquisition concerning the education that they're giving their child. Of course. Of course. By the way, this happened back in May. But again, we have a judge out there, friends, that got it right. And by the way, there's a good lot of judges out there. There's a good lot of authority out there, friends. There's a good lot of representation out there as well in government. We always like to pay attention to the squeaky wheel, don't we? Well, let's turn it on its head and give you some good news. And what happens when a good judge stands up? I'll tell you what. Freedom and righteousness prevails, does it not? Amen. We also have on headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Australian lawmaker says tyrannical gun laws made a nation of victims. Of course it does. And who is the perpetrator? The government is. Well, hello? If you just take some time and study a little history, friends, you could see that there's nothing new under the sun. This is what dictators do. They disarm the people, and then they begin to attack the people that they disarmed. See, if the people and the population and the populace at large are armed, the government can't do what they want to its people. That's why you are free, right? Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. 14-year-old defends grandmother, blows intruder away. Good for him. Hallelujah. Speaking of the Second Amendment, and here we have it. Also have the great sin of doing nothing. We just posted these just moments ago, Brigitte Gabrielle, to a Muslim woman who claims the majority of Muslims are peaceful. Well, the only peaceful Muslim there is are those that went apostate. I just don't know. Obviously, they've never taken the time to read the Quran like most Christians haven't taken the time to read the Bible, right? Or what about this? Muslim converts to Christianity, other Muslims attack him, leave him for dead. We also have, as a matter of fact, we highlighted this on yesterday's show, we also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, George Washington University students support citizen deportation. In other words, they want you to sign on to one of their little rosters supporting the deportation of American people for illegal immigrants to come in here in hopes that they might have their dreams fulfilled. Yes, this was all at George Washington University, friends. Check it out. It's on the featured news on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You will be outraged, to say the least. Again, friends, here we have it for you at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Crispus Attucks and the Boston Massacre, check that out. North Carolina, Pitts Public School, parents apologetic over propaganda, proselytizing, listen carefully, for Islam in the classroom in America, friends. Can I ask you something, friends? I just want to be so bold to be the one to say what I need to say next, because I am shocked at what the American people tolerate. Why is it that the American people are, why is it that they have been conditioned to believe that you have to ask for permission to protect your children from them that are perpetuating the crime? Here, let me say that again. Why is it that you have been so desensitized to actually believe that you have to ask for permission to protect your children and your posterity, our posterity, America, from them that are perpetuating the crimes, and might I add, illegally? When you have God and the law on your side, why are you asking for permission to obey? Why are you asking for permission to protect your own kids against those that are perpetuating the crime through this criminal administration? It's a great question. Thank you, Bradley. Smacking myself on the back right now. Wow, friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hey, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it ain't Christmas if it's Christless, right? You think? I would think so. Check it out. Got a lot of good stuff out there. And by the way, friends, we are not walking around the elephant in the middle of the living room. We are actually kicking his little backside right out of the living room by dealing with the issues. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty for the next 2 hours. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Hey, folks, I wanted to point you over to on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We put a little teaser up there for you. It is a live stream of what we do on the radio. So you get all the antics. You get to look at us, that kind of thing. You can find us or find all of our little quirkyisms, so on and so forth. But if you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or what you can do, go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, it's just a piece of the whole show. So we give you a couple of minutes of a clip just to put the salt on your tongue so you want to check out the watch live stream, which is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a little watch live button in the upper right hand corner. You can click on that and go to our server page where you can either watch past videos or the live video from obviously 2 to 3 Central Standard Time weekdays or 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. But yeah, that's actually up 24/7. So if you ever want to go back and rewatch a show, it's available to you there. Watch live on Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, you can make fun of us all you want to. Find everything wrong that you don't like about us and pull something about
go
us. That'll work. Folks, whom do you fear? Were you going to say something, Sam? Real quick?
I was going to say, I think on the video stream, I think it rocks.
You think it rocks?
I think it rocks.
Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, whom do you fear, God or man? Folks, fear thou not, I am with thee, Isaiah 41:10. Listen carefully. Fear thou not, I am with thee. That which we see unfolding in America on a daily basis indicates that it is certainly a very fearful period of time to be alive. No question at all. But I ask the question, and I lay to your candor, my friends, who should you be afraid of? And what should you fear? What we see is crisis after crisis taking place. And by the way, many of them are contrived to bring about unlawful change, that in which the dictator wants. Again, these crises are in many cases manufactured to produce fear for the purpose of bringing you to your knees and forcing you to submit to their creator's ungodly plans. And this method is nothing new under the sun because it is the method of dictatorships. But aside of that, fear can be either a diabolical fear, terror-stricken, that submits to the fear of man, only to be conquered by man, or it can be a filial fear, which submits to God and his commandments, which liberates by conquering those that attempt to oppress. Read Romans 8:37 and Matthew 16:18. Now, if it's not a terroristic threat against the American people, then it's the outrage surrounding the Obama administration and the release of thousands upon thousands of criminal illegal aliens that he just released upon American cities and neighborhoods. But I ask you, my friends, who are you to fear, man or God? Now, let me just take it right to the Word and see what God has to say about this. Because when we go to Psalm 97, 3-10, it states, clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. Let me say that again. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him. You know, he's a consuming fire. He makes his ministers a flame of fire and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, and the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord God of Israel, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, not just a little bitty piece of it. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people shall see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. Let me bring that to the present. David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Oh, my goodness. Listen, let me say it this way so you understand. Where you see dictators or tyrants rise, the only reason they rise is because the people allow judgment to die. They have failed to magnify the law against the crime. Now they are magnifying the crime against the law. And some people in America have the audacity to call that mercy. Oh, how backwards can one be? For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted above all gods. You that love the Lord, hate evil. Don't compromise evil. Don't debate with evil. Hate it and deal with it. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Again, Psalm 97. So how is it that the righteous could fear the face of man in the light of Scripture, what reveals and which reveals such a mighty God, especially since God is on the side of the righteous in Christ Jesus our Lord? And again, going back to this, friends, America proclaims, 78% do, that they themselves are Christians, but yet you see these 78% capitulate in the face of the enemy. So you're seeing the fruit of the 78% of the people walk out contrary to what Scripture states. Is God a liar? Or is man a liar? Well, God is not a man that he should lie. But we're talking about fear here. Also keep in mind, friends, going back to a guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was the guy that had the opportunity to stay in America back in the 30s, but because he loved his people so much, he first loved God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, because remember, the second is namely like unto this, said Jesus, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, right? Well, that's exactly what he did. And if you go over to 1 John, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God first, right? And keep his commandments. But going back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, do you know that he actually forfeited his position where he could have stayed in America to go back to Germany to liberate some of the people in Germany as he confronted the face of a dictator named Adolf Hitler? By the way, when Adolf Hitler came into power, less than 3% of the population supported him. And then once he got into power, he started to kill all his opposition off. Boy, man, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? But again, it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer that said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. Right on. I was doing an interview just the other day with the Liberty Brothers. And he started asking me some questions. And folks, I cannot stand when I'm doing an interview. It works for me, though it does. But when they begin to highlight the doom and gloom that's taking place on in our country. And I said to him, I just got to put this into perspective. First of all, we are called to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then I said to him, you know, the faith of the Son of God within us overcomes the world. And then I said to him, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We also know that it's our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. So what's the problem? The problem is someone's not living up to their end of the bargain, right? And it's probably the people, because we know that God will not fail one word of his covenant, nor has he ever. Not one word of his covenant. Nor have we ever witnessed God fail one faithful man of God ever in Scripture. So there's no excuse. And I said, you know, when you're talking about all of these gloom and doom issues in the country, first of all, you need to understand that a lot of them are selling gloom and doom because that's how they make their money, number one. And you're also teaching them to fear circumstance more than you're teaching them to fear God. God damn you for teaching that. It's backwards. It's un-American. It's unpatriotic. How do we look at doom and gloom in America and say there's nothing we can do about it when we look in Scripture and we know that we can do everything about it? God's people shine brightest in the dark. Everybody's saying it's dark. You're right, it is. Turn the lights on. You're called to be the light of the world. You're not called to take your light and put it under a bed. You're called to put it up on top so everybody can see it. You're also called to be the light that reproves darkness, but most people call that judgmental in their stupidity and their ignorance of Scripture. And really what it comes down to, friends, is a lack of love. So while we have our greatest opportunity, which we do right now, when you look in Scripture, when God's kids have their backs up against the wall, God is allowing them to go to that position so God can show himself strong on the behalf of those who fear his name. That is the history of my Father. That is the history of his Son, Jesus Christ. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ask Daniel in the lion's den. Ask David concerning Saul or Goliath. Ask the children of Israel and Moses when they were brought up against the sea and there was no way to go but through it. And God said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. And then all of a sudden, here comes that God who was so faithful to his people. And with the blast of his nostrils, he split the sea. And the children of Israel went through to the other side. But when the enemies followed, what happened to Pharaoh and his minions? The waters overtook him, didn't they? Yep, that's the history of my God. So why are we magnifying doom and gloom, friends, when we should be magnifying the God of Israel who promised the victory if we would only trust him and call upon him, especially in these times, to prove him so he can be glorified. Man, woman, it's time for us to get out of the way and let the Lord be the Lord. Be right back after this break.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're talking about whom do you fear, God or man? I'm going to continue on in just a moment, but I went digging some things up real quick during the break. Folks, I want you to understand that a low standard of Christianity is a responsible, and they are a responsible group of people, for much of the shame and sin and wickedness in the world. And again, if you had simply come back to what Christ said and said, where he said, judge men by their fruit, you would know if they were the real deal or they were not. And this comes to my aid as well, is that Jesus was, you know, responsible for rebuking the religious hypocrites quite a bit. Nobody rebuked them more than him. Why was that? Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than himself. I mean, he said of them, let the blind lead the blind. They're all going to end up in the ditch. It was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine of the religious people who make void God's commandments by keeping the commandments of man. He also said, by the way, I need to interject this thought, that you are to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, that of governments. Wise warnings, aren't they, friends? It'd be prudent on our end to actually take heed to what the Christ said, because it is most applicable today in this country, is it not? Folks, God's call to the Christian churches today is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, does that sound a little foreign to what you're seeing here today? Even when I look in Scripture, friends, from the very beginning of the book in Genesis all the way to the very end of the book in Revelations, it concurs with what I just said. It allies itself with what I just said. You know, like the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And yet again, what we see in America is a capitulating professor. or professors. When they should stand, they sit. But we're talking about whom should you fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, I am with thee. I just asked you the question, how is it that the righteous that profess their Christianity in this country, how could they fear the face of man in the light of Scripture, which reveals such a mighty God in the first place? Especially when you know God is on your side. Listen carefully. This is Jesus. This is the New Testament. Magnified through grace. Listen carefully. In Luke 12:4-5, he said, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Now, did he teach you to fear the arm of the flesh, which is cursed? No, he taught you to fear God. And by the way, again, putting in perspective, hell is the consequence of those that fail to repent before God and his holy, his just law. Okay? That is what hell is for. We're not hellfire preachers here. Folks, this is also the God of the Mosaic Institution, which stated in Psalm 2:1-4, that he would laugh at those who sought to set themselves against him in his Christ. Literally. He also declared that he would pour out his wrath upon them. In verse 5, the psalmist, that would be David, the man of war, then warns those who have ears to hear in Psalm 2:10-12, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, lest God be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Huh. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Now, when I read that and put that into perspective, it sounds to me like the Lord is warning his enemies that they would do well to submit themselves under their Creator, the God of the Bible. Also keep in mind what preceded chapter 10 and 12 in Psalm chapter 2. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. But what is the reply from heaven? The Lord said, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. He that sitteth in the heavens shall wax hot upon them and have them in great derision. He'll confuse them to no end. Again, we're talking, friends, whom do you fear, God or man? God or man? Is that true? Well, let's go back to a guy named John Knox, that prophet, the Scottish reformer, they called him. He was the guy that Mary, Queen of Scots, feared more than anybody else. She said, I fear his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. Huh. Does that align itself with scriptures? Of course it does. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. That's Deuteronomy 28. And when you go to Exodus 23, he said that I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto all of your adversaries, if you take heed to my commandments and do them. There we go. Then we go over to the New Testament, and it says that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Then we hear the Spirit of Christ in the book of Thessalonians, where he says, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And then if we go over to Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about how it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Now, nowhere did I see in Scripture that we were to fear man, nor were we to fear the devil, nor were we to fear the consequence. Matter of fact, it was David in Psalm 35 that prayed, Lord, lead me not into the hands of my oppressor in the time of judgment. And he declared that he never did. So why, America, are you capitulating in the face of your enemy? I love this topic because I always go back to this almost, well, you know, quite a bit. And it's important for you to hear. It's not tedious for me to repeat these things in your ear. What are you running from? What are you afraid of? You know that everything that this administration does is lie from A to Z. You know, as a matter of fact, just during the break, I was trying to figure out, why is it that the American people allow the state-controlled media, them lying devils, them little minions, them little useful idiots, and although they are, why is it that they continuously put the mic up to that lying criminal's mouth? Why? And why is it that he's published throughout the United States of America on a 20? Well, because he's the president of the United States. He is a treasonous individual, is he not? He's aligning himself with communist nations right now in the face of the American people. Well, that's not what I heard. Well, then let me ask you something. Who is Castro? Who is Fidel Castro, friends? Is he a good guy? Or is he just like the guy that's in the White House? Because it's rather interesting to me, and it would do good for you to note, friends, that his friends and his allies are your enemies. And, of course, you were told that, oh, look at this. Isn't this just great? Look what he's doing. Oh, what a good guy. You know, he gets one of our prisoners out of the Cuban prison. And, well, this is probably what you didn't hear, friends, is that he actually took four spies, one in particular that was actually serving a two-life-term sentence for spying on the American people and governments, of course, to undo us and overthrow us. Well, he gave those four guys back to Fidel and Raul. Did you hear about that? See, but guess what you're going to hear through the state-run media? Obama did the right thing. He's such a loving man. Oh, look at how he's unifying everybody. Look at how his administration is so transparent. Yes. Oh, I know that's what you heard. Yes. Yes. Oh, and we're taught to believe this, and we're told to believe that, and well, if they said it, then it must be true. Yes, you listen to everybody but what the Christ said, right? When he said, be not deceived, take heed to yourself, many will come in my name. Yep, you didn't pay attention to that, did you? Because if you did, he wouldn't be in the White House right now. He'd probably be behind bars somewhere, at least, for the crimes that he and his administration have contrived and committed against we the people and our military. But, as they say, evil prevails because good men do nothing. So you know what to expect in apathy and tolerance, right? We're called upon by the administration to be tolerant of everybody, right? Now, really what they're doing is they're trying to remove the shepherds that are protecting the sheep, namely in the church, to open the gates for the wolves to devour. But I want to say this in the natural so you understand exactly what I'm saying. And Benjamin Franklin said this. He said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour you. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Though I do believe there's a backlash coming. Oh, yeah. I don't know how pretty or how ugly that's going to look. Oh, I believe it. Yeah, I do. I totally do. Why do I believe that? Because history also teaches you that you can oppress people for only so long. But see, the American people haven't been oppressed enough yet. They haven't been lied to enough yet. And it's time for the American people to get back to Leviticus 26. Going on, friends, whom should we fear? Lord said, fear thou not, because I'm with thee, Isaiah 41:10. And I just told you, friends, through Psalm chapter 2, that it's the Lord warning his enemies that they would do well to submit themselves unto him, the God of the Psalm chapter 2. And I want to let you know, too, friends, that the psalmist's words are not optional. They are imperatives. In other words, God is not asking. He is telling the enemies of the righteous, you better back up because I'm not playing. Is it true? Well, again, what does history teach us? You can check this article out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Whom do you fear, God or man? We're going to come back, friends, and we're going to keep highlighting the God of Israel. Amen. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
So I ask America, whom do you fear, God or man? Whom do you fear? Deuteronomy 28, Scripture tells us that, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. What? No, he's talking to his kids, friends. He's talking to his own people. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now, under judgment, he said exactly just completely the opposite, in contrast. That you're going to be slain before your enemies because you're under judgment. Which one's happening today? Are the enemies of God in this country, are they afraid of the Christians? Well, they are the counterfeit Christians, not the real ones. They're not afraid of the counterfeit Christians, they are afraid of the real Christians, is really what it comes down to, regardless if they know it or not. But again, it says in Deuteronomy, it says, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, not you being afraid of them. So whom do you fear? Clearly, Moses admonished the fear of the Lord over the fear of men. And why? It is because you are to love and fear the Lord as a child to his or her father, Matthew 22:37. Moses also warned God's people what would happen if they didn't take heed to the word of God. Like, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. So, why should we, America, fear man when it is God that rules over the affairs of man? I'll say that again. So why would you, let me put it to you, why would you fear man or the face of man when it is God that rules over the affairs of man, especially when you're his business? And I didn't say that you were going to go without suffering or afflictions or trials or tribulations. I didn't say any of that because Scripture doesn't tell us that. We preach the cross of Jesus Christ here. I'm just simply asking the question, why are we magnifying circumstance and crime in our government rather than magnifying the God of Israel who promised to deal with them if we were faithful to our God to actually keep them? See, I love this. You want to know why I love this, friends? Because I'm right. I love this. I'm totally right. You know, and you know what else I love about this is the fact that I don't get to get on the radio and tell you how your country's going into hell like a handbasket. I love the fact that I don't get there and tell you that there's nothing you can do about it. I love the fact that I get to get on the radio and tell you that's simply between you and God because that's my business as a preacher. I love the fact that after every message that's given unto you, friends, that there's always hope, and the hope is what you do with the truth that's been given to you. That's what I love about the things of God. It's up to us to win the day. It's not up to the enemy, friends. Do you not understand that? It's not up to Barack Hussein Obama as to what happens to this country. It's up to you in response to God's commandments, where you do all that you can do and leave the results up to Him, who, what? Oversees the affairs of man. See, that's what I love. Because when He shows Himself off and He answers your request, that's how you find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. No man gets the glory for that kind of business, friends. And I can tell you, and you can rest assured, especially to you Christians out there, you may as well just learn to get out of the way because the one-man ministry in this country, them days are all over with because the real prophets are rising. They're beginning to call these clowns out for what they are because, after all, America is now beginning to see the fruit 15, 20 years later. The only thing that the man preaching, Jimmy, the only one making any money and prosperity is the one that you're giving it to over there. Because that's all it's about. That's why they have two Lear jets, two homes, 14 cabins, 15 cars. Oh, I'm not kidding, friends. See, if the Christians would simply read the Bible where it says, those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw. Hello. Now, I'm not saying, and friends, that doesn't contradict my message or my ask at the end of the show. When we ask you to sow to support the ministry, I'm not asking to make gain. I am set. This is non-profit. This is not for profit. But if people just simply read the Bible and take His word for what it says and respond to heaven in such a fashion, again, we would not be here today. But I want to reiterate this. It is not up to crime to decide what the outcome of America is. It's not up to them, friends. It's up to the Lord. It's up to His people to respond. See, there's the hope. It doesn't get any better than that. When you hear people say there's nothing we can do about it, it's because they don't want to do anything about it. When they say it's all over with, it's because they don't care that it's all over with. You know, and let me take it to this if I can. Folks, it pains me to talk to people at times on the radio in such a fashion to lay the word hard on people because of their misunderstanding as to why I'm doing it. Let me say it this way. If love doesn't cost you anything, it's not love. If it doesn't hurt, then it's not real love. Did you hear what I said? If it doesn't hurt, then it's not real love. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, when we look at Christ on the cross, nobody can question the fact that that was real love demonstrated by God through Jesus Christ for His love towards mankind. Nobody can question that. Why? Because of the pain and the suffering. As a matter of fact, it says in the book of Peter, it says, Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Friends, there is, let me take it to the natural, freedom nowhere in the world where someone hasn't hurt or sacrificed themselves or suffered to give you the freedoms that you have today. If it doesn't cost you anything, it's not real. If it doesn't hurt, it's not real. Because real love hurts. Because it's not easy getting on the radio every day trying to wake up the people in this country when they misunderstand your message. You know, King David said, as many as I love, King David said in Psalm 109, forgive me, he was hated for his love. He was a prophet. Jesus said in John 15, he said, this is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you go back to John 7 in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 7, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. Love doesn't take the course of the easy way out, friends. It confronts the people because you love them, people. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday. He said in Scripture, again, I keep going back over to Revelation 3, where he said, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's really what's going on here. And then going back over to the book of Proverbs chapter 27, where he says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Folks, a faithful witness delivers souls. Liars don't. We also know that prophets, real prophets, when they come forth, their word is like fire. The Lord said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, or to come to slay. But we see the false prophets, what are they doing? They're prophesying peace, peace. They're not calling for repentance because they don't know how to preach repentance. Why is that? Because they themselves have never repented. They can have the gift all that they want because the gifts of God are irrevocable and without repentance. But it doesn't mean they're going to heaven. And by the way, false prophets are telling you one thing. They're telling you yes when God is saying no. Read Deuteronomy 13 when you get a minute. But they prophesy peace, peace. And I'll take it to the backbone of what I'm saying right now. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. These false prophets, they speak evil of the way of truth. They speak evil of that which David extolled and Paul extolled and exalted. That God's law is holy, just, and his commandment is holy and just and good. And what do? They bring forth that law to convict of sin, Romans 3:20, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Little common sense. Mark 10, read the whole parable. It's awesome. Folks, we're going to finish this up on the other side of hour two. And what we're talking about right now is, whom do you fear, God or man? Who do you fear? And how does that fear operate in your life? Is it a diabolical fear or is it a filial fear? That's important for you to know. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See you in on the other side. Hour two coming up.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.